Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
To Posh Space Couch. It's Christmas edition. You can see the way I'm dressed today. I'm your Santa. But I don't have a gift for you, but I have the gift of myself. So welcome. How are you today? How's the week been? I hope everyone is excited about the festive period. We all know what Christmas is all about. It's all about, you know, joy. It's all about gifts. And let's not forget the reason for this season, which is Jesus Christ himself. Because I will shout that on top of the mountain that Christ is the reason for the season. So welcome. My name is Seyi Oluwasego, as you all know. And today's episode is going to be a very interesting one. I've been seeing all the rant that you guys have been sending me. And I hope I'll be able to, you know, read as much as I can. And if you still want to send yours, you might be lucky. You're free to send it now so I can see it on time. Let's recap on last week. We had Steve the Barber on the show last week. We spoke about the gossip in barbershop. We spoke about how barbers are like an unpaid therapist. Their professionalism is barber, but they also help when it comes to men, because men talk when they're in barbershop, they feel more comfortable. So on that chair where we have our air court, there's a lot of conversation that goes on there. And Stevie was able to tell us why men feel free to actually let out their emotions at the barbershop. Yeah, it was a very good episode. I got a lot of feedback from that. And people were happy. They want me to actually do another one, especially for women. Women saw they want me to do the female version where women can also give us the tea that you guys speak about when you're in your salon with your hairdressers. So I'll look into that. Hopefully, I will give you what you want, because at the end of the day, I serve you people. Yeah, Posh Pea Couch is a safe space where everyone can speak, everyone can feel free. It's a place where you can actually feel like I'm safe, I can speak, I can relax, I can mingle, and also to connect with other people that are like-minded like you. This episode is sponsored by Eclipse Restaurant and Bar. Like I told you guys last week, there's a lot of things going on there. It's a shisha bar. It's for drink, it's for food. We don't sell our food for £25. Like one of the rants that came on 2 weeks ago. I will touch on that later on the episode today. That's it today. That's what we're going to be talking about. It's about rant of the day or rant of the year, whatever. So I've got my notes with me here and I'm going to be reading them one after the other and then we'll dissect it. So as usual, let's go on our first song of the day, which is Enter the Place by Two-Face, because we are literally entering right now. So let's go and I'll see you in a minute.
That's up. Sweet music. Okay. Sweet music. Enter the place. Enter to the place. Don't make you go look at your face. Enter the place. Hands up on your mind. Hook up with the girl with the biggest behind. Enter the place. And I wind together. However, whatever. Enter the place. You don't know what you might find. See, I feel it. The natural mystic that's in the air. You can feel it too, only if you enter the place with me, yeah. You see me, you think you know me, but you don't know half of my story. Enter the place. Now there you go, start today, give God the glory. Like hands in my shoes 100 miles. We go see where you're from, go turn to smile. So if you enter the place and you're feeling down, we go try to turn the tables all around. Girl, see, I see you, I body you. Girl, I won't make you feel me. Enter the place. But we do as a Romeo and Julie do. Just come party with my friends this Friday. All the things that you did like, make you know for sure. Say go day. We gon' make them they happen like say today. Now everybody ready. This camp party you go rock 'em only but once in a year.
Enter the place.
And start to the crazy. Gon' make you no go look with your face.
Enter the place.
End up on your mind. Hook up with the girlie with the biggest behind.
Enter the place.
And I'm together. However, whatever,
enter the place.
You don't know what you might find.
Hey, close your eyes and see the wonders of the world from within. Just like rice and beans, every man and woman must blend. Hey,
enter the place.
You're welcome. Let me get my photo album. I'll be back in a second.
Enter the place.
And see through my eyes, then you gon' know if not true or not lie.
Enter the place.
Baby, no, darling, my phone must be ringing 'cause your body is calling. No need to then knock on the door, just let that minister drop on the floor.
Sweet music
coming from Tuba Bar and sound so thin.
Sweet music
scatter the people together, together jump up and down.
Just come party with my friends this Saturday. All the things that you do like, make you know for sure. Say good day. We gon' make them they happen like say today. Now everybody by day. This camp party you go rock up only but once in a year. Start to the crazy, gon' make you no go look with your face.
Enter the place,
end up on your mind. Hook up with the girlie with the biggest behind.
Enter the place,
and wind together. However, whatever.
Enter the place,
you don't know what you might find.
Say what your mama gave you non-stop. Just praise the Lord, it's level be on top.
Sure. See we are the cream on the crop. Flow with us now, I'm on you, sure. See the champagne with the pop. With the drink come from bottle, we know the you stop. Feel free, yourself till you drop. Patak patak, now rock, you go rock. That's why our soul know the flow. With the dance alanta, with the hip, with the hop. You go get plenty results. With the chance of clean, you're some of us, some of salt. And see what I want. You go lost, say, see, no be fun. If you like, you go yarn. Make you sure, say, no be up at the yarn. And walk, with the walk. Talk, with the talk. Make your level, cut the fuck. When you decide to step to the crest, and you look with your face, now I stop, you go talk. Step to the crest, oh. Don't make you not go look with your face, oh. Hands up on your mind. Hook up with the belly with the biggest behind.
Welcome back, my people. Wow, you guys need to be in the studio and see the energy of that music that entered the place. People are entering. They are entering. So that was a good word from Two-Face. Enter the place, right? So we are entering now. Right, see, today I've got so many rants. I don't even know where to start. Because what I found interesting is people actually have a lot on their chest. And I've got some message that I've not actually rant. It's more of a call. Some are expressing themselves. Some are kind of sad. And they just... Some even tell me a story. I think I should start with a story. Let me start with a story. Right, let's go. I met a girl online. And we've been chatting. And it's all good until I met her. And guess what? She's pregnant. I was confused. I asked her, why are you entertaining me when you know you're carrying someone else's baby? And she replied, me and him are not together anymore, and everyone deserves love. So in 4 months' time, if you are serious, we will be together. Take this as a probation time. Dating stage. Wow. See, this actually, it's very, when I read this, I don't know where to start. But I'm going to validate both parties' points. Because that's the good thing about me being on the couch today as your therapist. So I'm going to validate both parties' point, and then we can see how, what we can cover. So this girl, who is pregnant, 5 months, I believe, they met online. Has been talking to this guy. And from my own point of view, I feel like she's thinking, well, I'm single. And obviously, I'm not going to involve with any man sexually, I believe. And if that guy can stay with me for the next 4 months, that makes him my man. Meanwhile, in reality, you can meet a girl who doesn't want to be sexual, even though she's not seeing, she's not pregnant, as a normal person, and she doesn't want to be sexual for 3-4 months. I mean, I read Stephen Avey's book, 3 Month Rule. A lot of girls still believe in 3 Month Rule. So, well, just that her own is 4 months this time around. So, she has a point of why she's doing what she's doing. But having said that, is that a good thing for the guy also? Because this guy is thinking, oh, I've made this girl beautiful. Whatever he has in his mind, he wasn't expecting the pregnant woman. Definitely not. He wants to hang out. He wants to take this girl places. He wants to do whatever, I don't know. But he had different excitement. And now he's getting something else. Wow. Life is 69. It depends on the angle, 6 and 9 rather. It depends on the angle that you see it from. So I'm sure some women will be telling you right now that yes, men deserve that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure some guys will be like, what the flip? How can you do that to me? Right. Well, on behalf of the guy, because this is for the guy, by the way, I would say I'm sorry you had to go through that. But now you have a choice. Let's be honest now. You have a choice. you either go with the flow of what she said, because now she probably likes you for real, but she wants to know if you're gonna be there. But if you know you can, then good luck, you know, jump on that car and start your ride now. And if you feel like that's not good for you, you know what to do. You exit. Tell her that's not what you're looking for. And then everybody stay on their lane. Win-win for everyone. So that is all I can say on that one. You see now, guys, we're starting well. That's a good one, isn't it? Right. Let's move on. So this one said, all right, this is a very emotional one. So I'm going to start like this, then I'll get to the exciting one. So this is not a rant. I lost a baby. I had a 6-month miscarriage. Right. I'm really, 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 really sorry to hear this. Losing a child is not something that's easy at all, either as a miscarriage or if it's actually been born yet. So I hope you find solace, and that's why I'm here also. We can talk about this privately. I'm actually going to give you the first session, actually first two sessions for free, so you can actually express and we can talk about this. So I'm really sorry you're going through that. I pray for strength, and I pray that another one, a better one, will come in double fold for you. So that's all I can say on the second one. Right, we move on. I hope you guys are excited. Right, let's talk about something exciting now. Is this country designed for 50-50 relationship? That's another one. Right, how do I answer that question? So, because I'm going to sit on a fence, but I'm going to be real. I think this country is designed for 50-50, from my own opinion. It is. Because coming from Africa, where I come from, men has their role as the provider, financially most of the time, and they give the women almost everything they wanted. Women in return will look after the house. When the baby comes, that's their responsibility. The chores, the food, everything else. To the point that even the clothes the man will wear, the woman will iron it. Like, there's a lot of things that women do back home. Some are still doing it here also, which is seems as their responsibility. But in UK here, or Western world, well, for me as a person, I feel like the day as a man you want a woman to share bill with you or financial anything with you is the day that you know that you have to share chores with her. And that doesn't make it 50-50. It makes it like you guys are actually helpmates. So the rent is £2,000. The man is contributing 1,200, 1,300, 1,400. The girl's bringing 600, 500. When your dishes is out there, when you finish eating, you need to pick up that plate and take it to the sink. And don't expect the woman to pack it and wash it. That is how you give your own back too. So it's a balance. So not necessarily 50-50, I call it balance. There's no, I mean, it's a patriarchy world, unfortunately, but it's all about getting the balance. So I know a lot of women still came to this country with the mentality that, oh, men will do this for me, man should do this, man will do that. Listen, that man is on £1,500 per month. That man is earning less than £2,000, and you're earning almost the same thing like him. So right, if he has paid everything, how is he going to survive? So you're going to keep your own money and he has nothing. All in the name of you're going to do the chores. Tell him to do the chores too. Right, if he's not doing it, then you can hold your bargain of the power. But I feel if the man is willing to do some certain things in the house, which it should be, then there's no room for, you know, balance. I call it balance. Not 50-50, but about balance. If you disagree, you can put that in the comments and then we can trash that another time. But that is my own opinion on that topic. Right, moving on. So this one was sent to me on Instagram actually. So it's a story of a guy who was going through stress. So I'm going to narrate the story. The guy was going through stress, and then when every time he comes back home, the partner will ask him, "How are you? How are you feeling like this?" But the guy keeps saying, "I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine." But one day, after many weeks of persuading, like, "What is the problem?" The guy opened up to her and told her how he was actually feeling and how he was scared he's gonna get fired at work, what has been going on. And then the guy cried in front of the girl. And so immediately after that episode, the girl says she got turned off because she doesn't expect a man to cry that. She doesn't feel like she's safe with a guy that doesn't know how to hold his emotions. So so if even sexually, he doesn't feel attracted to the guy anymore. And that breaks the guy because you're thinking, you asked me to open up. You asked me to tell you what I'm going through, but now I've done it. But now you feel like I'm not man enough. Now you feel like, yeah. So it was actually a story on social media, and I saw the video, and I also so someone sent that. Right. So this part is very emotional. Because I know women are quite very close. We are very close. We don't talk much about how we are feeling. And like I said, I created Posh Pig Couch actually initially for men, so we can actually be comfortable in talking about what we're going through. And I remember when I started, the first attack I had was from female. Why is it just for men? But then I had to try and include everyone. But I still have my goal and my passion is still for men because I feel like we don't talk much. Right, this is a guy that's put himself out there for this lady and he expressed himself. But then the outcome was not a good one. This kind of guy will never tell a woman anything about himself anymore, I believe. Because I can imagine that myself, if I open up to a lady that I'm dating and she next thing she's telling me I'm not man enough, I can't protect her. I'm human. Crying is an emotion and we need to let it out. In fact, not crying is not good. As a matter of fact, guys, not crying is not good. So crying is actually healthy. It means you're releasing, you know. So I'm really sorry, my guy, my dude, that went through this phase. And I hope you know that not all women, on behalf of women now, not all of them are like that. Not all of them. Because I know, when I read the comment section, guys were really vexing. Never do this to a woman. Never talk to a woman. Never. Everything is... guys, listen. There are actually good women out there. I mean, not a lot, but even my producer is laughing here right now. Because, right, yeah. But believe me, there are actually still few good women out there that will actually listen to you and walk you through whatever you're going through. But as a guy, you need to pick your moments. You need to know the person that you're exposing yourself to. Let's be honest. And that's all I can say. And I'm here. You know, you can talk to me. I won't laugh. I won't tell you you're weak. So I got you, bro. I got you. Right, moving on. Oh, That's interesting so far. Right. So this is another story of a man who forgave his wife for cheating, and she ended up sending him to jail. Right. I'm going to narrate the story again. So this guy has been dating this girl, and this is very complicated because I want to be sensitive as much as I can. So they have been narrated to me. So this guy came from Africa, Nigeria, precisely, and the guy is British, Nigerian British. But I think the girl was not actually in love with the guy. He just won the paper. We all know what I'm talking about. So the girl is now feel like the guy caught cheating. So, but because he's in love with the girl, but I feel like you can forgive people for cheating. I don't know if I can, but I think people do forgive people for cheating, which this guy actually did forgive the girl. So fast forward, the girl got pregnant, and then the guy asked for DNA, which he should. I think so. I think that's a valid thing to actually do, because there's a trust issue now in this relationship, I believe. So, but the girl refused. And the guy became violent, and there was a domestic abuse, and the case, they end up going to the police, and the girl said the guy raped her. So the guy was put in jail. Guys, when you have a job like mine, you know your life can never be boring. Because you will hear stories. You will hear things that... Sometimes when I sit down and people talk to me, I'm grateful for my life. I am grateful because people are going through a lot. Things are happening in the world. I don't know if you guys watch Nollywood. When you guys watch Nollywood and you see different stories lying, which seems like, what is this? Believe me, guys. Whatever that movie is real somewhere, somehow that very thing is happening. Just because it doesn't happen around you or you don't know of it, you might think, oh, this is a cook-up story. Trust me, most of the cook-up story are real, because this is a world we have. How many people do we have in this world? Billion, I believe. 7 billion. So it's a lot. So you can imagine what is happening. Even around 1,000 people, then 1 million, then 2 million, then billion. So yes, everything you hear can be true. So yeah, that is the story of this guy. And he's currently in jail right now. So this message was narrated to me by one of his friends. And I'm praying for him that justice will be served. That's all I can say. Because at the end of the day, I'm not there to witness both stories. I don't know who is wrong, who is right, but all I can say is the guy feel like he's been cheated on before. So now that you're pregnant, I think it's okay to ask for DNA, because you don't know if I want to know if the child is mine or not. So I think he has done the right thing, but the right thing seems to bounce back on him. And now the rape part, I don't know that part. So that's why I said justice should be served, I believe. Okay, let's put the energy back up. I feel like people are getting depressed. I don't want you guys to be depressed today. I want you to be excited. So right, this one is, my partner wants an open marriage after 10 years of marriage. She loves me but wants more outside. So I'm considering it. What do you think? This is for me. This question is, they slam it on my face. Right, so this lady, they've been married for 10 years. I think people get bored in marriage. Marriage is beautiful. It's exciting. But also, there's other side that people don't talk about. It's ups and down. There's good days and there's bad days. Right now, to get to a stage of open marriage, even because I know people do open marriage, but that has to be discussed from the start most of the time. And I know of that very well. But now that we did not start with open marriage, now we've been together for 10 years, now we're gonna do open marriage. Right, let's start from the fact that the lady said she's open. She's open, but she need an advice. I don't give advice. Let me just tell you that straightforward. I don't give advice. What I do is I walk you through your emotions. I walk you through what you're feeling. I want you to make a decision, but you have to make it aware. What's the English? Informed decision. So that's what I do. I help you to make a informed decision. So now that your husband has told you he wants an open marriage where you guys can go out and do your thing and come back up, I think the first thing you have to do for your cousin is you have to set boundaries. What are the things that we are allowed to do? How many partners are we going to have? Do they know each other? Are we going to introduce them to our kids? Because they have two kids, apparently. So you need to find the questions first. Now, if both of you can align on the same ground with the question that you've asked, then you can go on. But then we need to talk about the sexual part, the diseases and stuff that come with that. So are we going to be protecting ourselves? Or are we not to? So if you can come up with your question of what you want, you as a lady, that you're hoping, and table it to your partner who wants this thing, maybe by the time you give him all those questions, he will change his mind. I'll be like, okay, I think this is too much for me. I don't want to do it. But if you can fulfill all those questions that you have for him, I think that's a good way to start. And I wish you luck. Good luck. Because, listen, guys, we need to live to fulfillment. I don't want to... We all have one life to live. And you don't want to come to this world and regret a lot of things that you want to do, but you couldn't do because of somebody or someone. So, as a guy, if that's a stage of your life, and that's what you want for yourself, and that's what you're going to take to the next level of fulfillment, self-fulfillment, I call it, you might end up having to divorce if he can't offer you what you wanted. This is for the guy now. Because you still need... So you need to know, is this a fantasy or is it a reality? The guy needs to check that with himself. But if it's actually what he actually wanted, and the lady did not subscribe to it, then you and I know there's going to be infidelity in that marriage, because he's going to do what he wants to do anyways. So, and I did the best way to do that is you guys might need to part ways. So, like I said, fulfillment is very, very important. So, as a lady, come up with those questions that bothers you. Give it to him. If you're aligned, then I wish you good luck. Right, on that note, we're going to go on a short break because I feel like it's been exciting so far. The song we're going to listen to now, it's one of my favorite songs. It's by Sheyi Vibes. It's called Shaolin. It's a very energetic one, so I will see you in a minute.
Money na the formula, big girls them know. Lenny I'm a shayo, koku mashmilu. Banka don't they call me, pillow 00. Ori mi swagun, udo eni madaru. Udo eni madamu, no she yi jod betu. Betu like Shaolin, Antonio Fowlin. Pire mi lo faru, ufu mi ni bobisi. Ulo fadu risin, ayye hiyo ma paje. Eni baru piru mi, baby kule remi. Baby kule remi, simple. like a BC, simple like a BC. Show you this your waistline, cause they make me the waste time. I must shine on, I must shine on the outside, baby girl, where your Uber at? Uber, you shine your power. Tell them back who I'm at, don't change. Tell them who I'm at, Fajah. Fajah, Fajah, all along my Tony Kaka. Do the hear me when you go? I love that booty, I love that booty. Booty, 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 is a booty go. Everywhere good, everywhere
Africana. Wishing you a healthy and happy holiday season.
Let's go!
Merry Christmas!
We are wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Welcome back, my people. Yeah, it's been fun so far. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. This is a special edition of Posh Pit Couch, the Christmas version. As you can see, I'm your Santa, I'm your Father Christmas, we call it in Nigeria. This episode is sponsored by Eclipse Bar and Restaurant. They are open for Christmas Eve all the way to 4 a.m. Also New Year's Eve all the way to 5 a.m. So you guys cannot miss it on this period. There's fun out there to have. So go to Eclipse and have as much as possible. Right. Let's go into some rants now. So this person said, he owes me money and is on holiday. Yeah, I'll be pissed. I'll be pissed. But then, you know what? I know. People say I always find a solution for everything. What if the holiday is a sponsored holiday? What if he doesn't pay for it? Because, you know, we don't always know everything. But yeah, I think even if you have been sponsored, tell the person, please, I don't want to go on holiday. Give me the money. I need to pay my debt first. So, yeah, I'm sorry. And I know how you're feeling right now, knowing that the person that owes you money is probably gallivanting in Dubai or some nice hot country. So, yeah, that's a good one. So I've got one that just came in now. 1 minute. When she has a boyfriend, but she doesn't want to do boyfriend duty, they don't post any story. No, when she has a boyfriend, husband, but she doesn't want to do boyfriend, husband duty, they don't post any story. That's the one someone just sent me just now. So I feel like that's tricky though, because most of the time when people are in a relationship, you need to define what you want to do, because there's private and there's what's the other one? There's secret and there's private, right? So some people are secretive; they don't want people to know it because of what they are doing, and some people actually just want to be private. So when she has a husband but she wants to do boyfriend husband duty, she doesn't want to do boyfriend husband duty, right? I'm kind of confused with this question, when she has a husband, but she wants you to do a boyfriend husband duty. Ah, right. I got it now, finally. So she has her own husband. She now wants someone else to be doing the duty of... Yeah. That's annoying. Well, at the end of the day, as a guy, you need to know what your limits. And you know what? Sorry. Let me rant my own through this. I feel like a lot of women, they don't want to date you, but they want to feed off you. They probably have their partner, boyfriend, even the one that's single, but they actually know intentionally that they don't want to date this guy, but they want to go on a date with you. They want to take them here. Come on, guys. There's a place where we have to draw the line. But then we guys, sometimes, because guys are very hopeful. He'll be thinking, maybe by the time I take him to Dubai, take him to Santorini, she might change her mind and she might give me some, or I might... Guys, if a girl doesn't want you, doesn't want you, bounce off, move on, leave her alone. I said, I don't give advice. Oh my God. Yeah. Your man. Okay, right. This is another one. Your man is banging fraud but can't take you out once in a month. Your man is banging, is a fraudster. But he can't take you out once a month. So he has money, but he can't take you out, basically. Oh. Then that means there's something to that. That's fishy. Because it's either he doesn't want to spend on you because you're not worth it, or he's hiding from some people. So he's probably have some other girls out there that... if he takes you out, you're probably going to see him and he's going to get in trouble. So as a woman, sorry, I don't give advice, but run. Right. This is another one now. Those uncle that be waiting outside club to pick up girls of our age and leave us with nothing. I'm loving this right now. Right. So those uncle, they wait outside club for girls to pick them up. Well, you know what? At a certain stage of every man, there's a stage we called midlife crisis. So I feel like some men are going through that. The only way they feel that they can solve it is to have some younger girls that will feel that will make them feel young and good again. So that's why they are doing what they are doing, from my own point of view. So you as a girl, here again, if you can see all this kind of people or this sign, what do you do? I won't tell you. You know what to do. Right, another one. How long before a girl can... Jesus. Okay. How long before a girl can pull in your house during dating stage? I don't know. It depends on how comfortable you guys are. You guys can, you know, be on a first date and the date is so beautiful and you guys are already, you know, in each other's arm and you're free to be doing whatever, even farting. I remember my dating stage. I don't know women fart because they do not show it. I'm like, oh my God, these people are so clean and so demure. Until one day I realized that women actually do fat. So I think it's the level of comfort that will determine when that will happen. So I don't know. I can't really tell you a specific time. But I feel like women get comfortable. When women do those kind of things around you, that means they've already go to the next stage, which is comfort stage. Because if a girl is not comfortable, I bet you they will not do such a thing in front of you. You will never know the fat or the pee. They will know anything. But that's how demure and courtesy they can be. Right. There's another one here. Right. So, I went to market last week and I bought 2 fishes for £5. What's going on in this country? The economy is really terrible and it's affecting me. You work more hours and get paid less. Yes, that's a good one. And that £5 fish, I experienced it also because I went to Mustang Lane and the fish is £5 for 2. It used to be 4, then it became 3, now it's 2. Jesus, how are we going to survive? And the pay is not going up. You're still earning the same thing you're earning, but then you have to cough out more. Actually, let me say this. Last week, Vodafone called me telling me my price is going up again. I'm like, the service is not different. You're giving me the same thing, but now you have to add £3.50 on top of my bill every month. £3.50 is a lot of money every month. Because at the end of the month, that's almost £40. And every little helps. You know that. So yeah, I understand the economy in this country is... And back to when we asked earlier that is this country designed for 50-50? This is the reason why 50-50 comes into place. Because you as a guy that earns 2,000, you now meet a girl who is earning something around that area. When you bring it together, that's almost 4,000. You live happily that when you are alone, spending all the money by yourself. So if you're not really financially comfortable to be earning in 5 figures, you need a partner. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. You don't have to, but I feel like you need a partner if you're not earning 5 figures, 6 figures. So, right, we move on. Next one is, I was in a car with my girls. A guy was driving us, but he only asked me to pay for petrol. What does that mean? Let me read that again. I was in a car with my girl. So now this is a guy talking, or this is a girl with her girls. Or this is a girl with her girls. So a guy was driving us, but he only asked me to pay for. What does that mean? Well, it means you should pay. He wants you to pay for fuel because he doesn't have the money. Simple. I feel like sometimes we try to reason more than necessary, because if a guy is telling you to do something, it's because he can't afford it. Or sometimes maybe you're not worth it. Like I always say, there's only 2 ways to this thing. I can always tell you guys. Guys, we are very easy. Very easy. So it's either the guy doesn't want you or he cannot afford it. But unfortunately, most men will lean on the fact that we'll lean on the part of he doesn't want me. Because a man will not come and tell you, I don't have money because of our ego. We'll never say that we don't have money, but we'll just tell you, do it. So now you have to know what to do. I mean, it's a great area. He didn't ask my friends. He only asked me. See? So that tells you a lot. So, sorry. Cancelled. Another one. I hate when guys chat to me, then I find out he has hole in his boxers. Oh my God, what the flip. Right. Okay, let's start from here as a lady. How did you get to a level of knowing the guy has a hole in his boxers? It's because you guys have passed all through some certain stage, or you've jumped. If not, how did you know there was a hole? That's your boyfriend. And for him to be your boyfriend, that says a lot about you. Oh, wow. This episode has been fun. Right. I still have a few minutes. So you guys keep sending it. I'm reading as it's coming in. So with that one, guys, we can do better. To buy boxers is like £10. You need to keep your boxers clean. See, one of the episodes I'll do next year is cleanliness. I'm going to talk about cleanliness, especially for men. Because I realize that a lot of men just make money, but they don't know how to spend it on themselves. They don't have any self-care. And it's very, very important. I pride myself in my self-care. I do self-care. I look after myself. I smell nice. I want you to smell nice as a guy. It's very, very important. So you cannot be having hole in your boxers. It's a no-no. It's 2026 in few days. So you can't be having hole in your boxers. Get out there and get yourself 3 pairs and then rotate it. After 2 months, do another one. Before you know, you have 10, 15 in your wardrobe. Come on, guys. Let's do better. Right. Move on. I really love this. All right, let me speak about this. I'm spending Christmas alone as I just moved to the UK and it's so lonely. Oh, I wish I can give you a hug right now because I've been there. I remember coming to this country. I remember being there. In fact, I came to UK during, it was October, so it was 2 months to Christmas. And that's one of the worst Christmas I ever had in my life because it was so lonely. Coming from where the family, everyone is jumping and here and there, to now you just been in your room. And you know what? It's only going to be one room that you have in that house. It's a shared house, definitely. You're going to be in your own room and you're going to do your thing by yourself that day. So I can imagine how you're feeling. I'm sorry. It will get better. Next year, you will not be alone. I pray you will not be alone. Even if you are going to be alone next year, it will be by choice. Okay? And you will find something to do that you will not be feeling the way you're feeling right now. So, Merry Christmas to you, from me to you. And you can get my virtual hug. Right, next one. Women think men are easy to get until they start trying to get husband. What? That's true. Right, so one thing about my gender is my gender can sexualize anything. So if you think you're a pretty girl, you can catch this guy and this guy and this guy. Of course you can. Men don't say no, or men barely say no to free things. They barely say no. But now, are they going to keep you? You have the power to make some certain decision in the beginning. But they hold the bargain at the end because they're going to be the one to say, will you marry me? So, you can scale the first one, but the last part, that's the tricky part. So, yeah, a man can come for you because you're beautiful. You might believe I can snap my finger like this and have 10,000 guys. Of course you can. That's, you're gorgeous. And we love that. But out of that 10,000, how many of them are going to propose to you? Who are you? Are you? Is there something to you more than your beauty? Are you productive? Are you emotionally intelligent? There's a lot of questions that guys we ask and look out for before they can tell you that question. Will you marry me? Right. Let me get one more, because my time is running out. I think we've had a very good ranting today. I don't know if anyone have rant in the studio. So if you are in the studio, tell me now before I round up. Let me see if I have one more here. Right, this one is a bit emotional. I don't want to head on emotional notes, but I want to acknowledge it. So my husband cheated on me. I've met the girl, but I don't want to confront her. But I'm burning. Right. I don't think you should confront the girl. I don't think you're in a place to confront any girl. This is my own personal opinion. Speak to your husband and see how you can sort that out. Because he's the one that has put you in that situation. So he needs to take you out of that situation. Now, your other option is the popular one. Leave, women, we always say. Leave. They match it on you. Leave. Right. That is your own cup of tea if you want to. But don't confront her. On that note, I think we've had a beautiful rant today. And I'm so glad. I'm excited. Happy Christmas to you all. I will be back next week for one more. We're going to talk about the roundup of the year and what we've achieved this year and probably set some goals for next year. I'll let you guys know what we're doing about next week. But probably going to be me alone again next week. But if there's any, if I have a guest, you guys will know during the week. This episode has been sponsored by Eclipse. Go get your thing. Thank you to all my production team. I love you guys. And you people at home, like I say, How are you? Look after yourself and have a beautiful Christmas. I love you guys. Bye.
She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. I walk her 16 hours in a day. No time off, no holiday. No time off, no holiday. P2, Lasker check up. Buy my ticket, make her take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave her day wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I dey drink kokoro, come taste it. Mwa iti mwa ori mi ma jen chiao, ma jen shala ifu ingrate. Even when my energy down, I dey drink kokoro, come taste it.
Money red, 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 red,
no need for fast too, cause the message I don't pass through. You dey big chest like a gorilla. Show my pretty mode, timo forilla. Check on me, baby, check on me. I get you and my family, all on me.
Check on me, baby, check on me.
All on me.
Check on you.
P2, Lasker check up. Buy my ticket, make a take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave out the wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife is my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I dey drink kokoro, come taste it. Mwa yeti mwa ori mi ma jen chiao. Ma jen shala if you ingrate. Even when my energy down, I dey drink kokoro, come taste it.
Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I dey drink kokoro, come taste it.
All of a sudden, everything changed, my priorities different. The boys wanna lock in, fit fans stay clean. We dey walk on the weekend. No more, I don't want all of the girls in the world anymore. I'm learning to be patient. So tell me, cause I'm still looking for something. Something that will take away the body. See me, I'm too white to notice. All of a sudden, everything changed, my perspective different. Now the life of an hustler, I know what I want, so nobody go hurt me. I dey stack up my dividends, double the money, now body go tell you. I'm learning to be patient.